You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The coronavirus has stopped so many things that happen every year. Birthdays, weddings, holidays, like yesterday with Easter. But there is one thing that will not stop because of a virus, and that is wildfires. The Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service are trying to figure out how to prevent and fight wildfires this year while keeping workers safe from COVID-19. Joining us now is special correspondent to the Idaho Statesman, Rocky Barker. Rocky has been reporting on this story. Welcome back to the program, Rocky.
Hi, Gemma.
So, Rocky, what are the BLM and the Forest Service doing right now to protect workers? I mean, are staffers working from home?
Yes. I mean, most people who work for those two agencies are like most of us working out of our home. But, you know, when you're talking about wildfires, you're going to have to be out on the land. Now, they already are doing a lot of other things. You know, they're doing studies on archaeology, wildlife. They're putting out, they're checking on the cattle when ranchers are putting them out. But and they're doing it in a way that, of course, keeps the social distance. And, you know, they've got things they're doing. The challenge for them is they're still in the middle of putting together the protocols that they're going to use this year for fighting wildfire.
Right. So talk about that, Rocky, because this is usually the time of year that we see seasonal employees come in to Idaho to start fighting fires, to get prepared for that. So how are the agencies, you know, keeping everyone safe as folks will be coming in from other states? Or is that what they're still trying to figure out?
Well, you know, they told me that they are kind of looking at when they get an employee in from New York, for instance, or New Orleans, they're really doing it on a case-by-case basis to decide whether, and they said, we're not going to take somebody and stick them out with other people who come from one of those areas without doing some kind of a quarantine. But they didn't want to say that they absolutely quarantine everybody who comes like that. And then there's, you know, they are trying to decide. I think you're going to find that, for instance, the first thing they did, though, this time of the year, a lot of guys are going to go right into work doing prescribed fires, where they go out and start the fires, because this is really the time of the year you want to burn, because it's not that dry. And so you can get a lot of fuel burned up before it gets dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's also a lot cheaper than doing thinning and mechanical logging. So they want to do this, but they're not doing that this year because they're still trying to decide how they're going to, you know, have all these firefighters working together.
Okay, so talk about that though then, Rocky, because, you know, it is really difficult to practice social distancing when you are on the fire lines. I mean, you're packed into trucks, you're living side by side, you know, at a fire camp. I mean, you are literally fighting together on the fire lines.
That's right. And I think one of the things that you're going to see for sure, they've already talked about this. They're telling me that we're not going to have such large camps, those big giant fire camps that we often see all over Idaho in the summer. They're going to see more, they're going to have smaller camps, a lot more spread out, so that they don't have the chance of a whole lot of people getting infected all at once. I think that's one of the things you're going to see. I think you will see hotshot teams become much more self-sufficient. They're not going to go back into a camp. They'll be camping out, you know, near to the fire, and they'll have their food delivered. I think you're going to just see fire teams be much smaller. And, you know, that's kind of the way things were years ago. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do that. The other thing I think you'll see, the BLM's talking about, you know, they have those fire engines. Well, you can't, everybody's going to have to ride together in a truck, a couple of people. So I think you will see them have to, you know, come up with ways to protect, keep their distance and things like that. And some people, they'll just keep them kind of quarantined for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Rocky, we're not just talking about wildfires and the people who fight the fires. I mean, there are folks who monitor recreation sites. They build trails. They handle timber sells. I mean, even biologists who are working out in the field in the summertime. So how are officials looking at protecting these folks from the coronavirus?
Well, I think it's this, they're going to be trying to, they're already dealing with that a little bit. They're trying to, if you're going to have trail crews, they're probably not going to all jump in a bus and go somewhere. They might be coming in a few different vehicles. They're going to try to limit the size. And if you are, for instance, a couple of people, wildlife biologists, you know, they probably, you know, you might meet at the site rather than go together. Mm. So it's going to be, it will be a new way of doing business. And this is not, that part of it is not going to be new to just the Forest Service and the BLM. We're all kind of dealing with those kind of issues when you go out and cover things. You're not going to be sitting in a with a photographer, you probably meet the photographer on the site. And I will say that it's going to be, when we get a really big fire, how they interact with the people whose houses might be threatened, that's going to be very interesting. And I suspect they are going to be less patient with the people who, you know, want to wait to the last minute and then put more risk on the firefighters.
Well, and something you said earlier in the interview, Rocky, is that since they're not doing those prescribed burns and those planned burns that they do this time of year, I hope would be that we don't see fires until late summer. But, you know, that's an unknown. Or can the BLM and the Forest Service predict a little bit about what we might see? I mean, maybe we'll have a fire season like we had last year.
We sure were lucky last year.
We really were.
I think it's different for both the BLM and the Forest Service. Our fire season generally starts in May, and it starts, and if we've had pretty good rain this spring, which I suspect will be, if it keeps up, we'll see more grasses grow. And then when it all dies in June, that's when the fires, particularly in the rangeland, start up. And so that's going to be the first place. And that's where the burning, the BLM does a lot of burning along highways. And they do that so that they can, you know, we don't get the fires jumping over highways and growing even larger than than they can be. And they've actually expanded a policy of doing big fire breaks, kind of controversial, but they're not going to be doing as much of that this year. And that could open up the potential for big fires again.
Well, and we should note, Rocky, I mean, this isn't just going to affect Idaho. I mean, wildfire season, you know, happens in many other states. And in fact, we have the National Interagency Fire Center, you know, in Boise, where they're sending crews all over the country and sometimes internationally. I mean, is that going to potentially be affected, you know, as well?
I think right now that's the kind of question that they're trying to work out. First, you know, usually they just move them around pretty, opportunistically. If there's crews ready, they're going to move them. So they're going to have some kind of screening of those crews. If they're going to be sending people into an area that has a lot of coronavirus, for instance, imagine that they might have some fire crews who have already tested and found that they've had the coronavirus. They might want to use those crews in the areas where they've got a huge coronavirus problem. Mm. You know, those are the kind of interesting changing factors. But the agencies are not telling us yet what they're doing, because they haven't completely figured it out yet. they're being fairly general because they're still trying to figure this out. But think about this. We've only been really, the federal government's only really been dealing with this for about a month and a half.
Right. And then fire season is going to come upon us sooner than we know it. Rocky, I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this and, you know, just giving us something to think about and to know a little bit more about what these agencies are all doing. So appreciate your time, Rocky.
Thank you, Gemma. Good luck. Stay healthy. Oh,
you too. We've been talking with special correspondent to the Idaho Statesman, Rocky Barker, who has been reporting on how the coronavirus is changing the way we manage public lands in Idaho, but also how fire season could be affected. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.